Mix 106.5.
Hello. What's up? Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep. You made it.
Today was a good one because I woke up thinking it was Wednesday.
Oh, really?
And it was Thursday.
It feels very, like, very Thursday to me.
It's good like that. It's good. It's terrible when it's in reverse, but like when it's a day four.
That's no fun.
Ooh, that one always feels good. All right, y'all, let's do it. Let's get into the chant. You know what we're doing here. This is our little thing we do on Thursday. And if it seems silly, we don't care. We're a little silly sometimes. We like to just chant the words one more sleep on Thursday because we need it. This is the real hump day of the week. You've expelled a lot of energy already, and we just got to grind through Thursday. If we get through today, we wake up tomorrow. This time tomorrow is going to feel so much better. So we just chant the words one more sleep. We just chant that three times, and we cheer to get us through it. Please, collectively, as a state of Maryland, together at the count of three, let's do it. Three, two, one.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
And that feels really good. Okay, today is National Siblings Day,
by the way.
And they say there's a perfect number of siblings to have, according to a poll of people. I have two siblings. Jess has one sibling. Charlotte has one sibling. Most people, by the way, grew up with at least one brother or sibling. 88 people in Maryland at least have at least one brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess what people say the perfect number of siblings is to have?
I would say two, because that way you at least had, like, you at least, there'd be three of you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it could be, there could be like a tiebreaker about something. So it's not just so against like me and you, you know?
That's fair. Charlotte, any guesses of what people say the perfect number of siblings is?
I don't think I can handle more than one, so I'm going one.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Like, that means two total, right? Like, one sibling addition to you.
Okay. Yeah.
I always thought being an only child would be nice. Like, only child.
Garage Boy is an only child.
Does he like it or does he not? Does he feel like he missed out on anything?
He does. And I mean, I was an only child for 10 years.
That's true, a long time.
And it's lonely. It's
is
very
it?
Yeah, it's very lonely. I think it's like the want, I mean, but the thing with Garage Boy though is he has so many cousins, and something I'm jealous about him about is he has so many cousins that are his age, so he really did feel like he had siblings that were around his age, where it was like me and like my parents and all my aunt and uncle. So I was like the only kid for a really long time.
Yeah.
And you kind of want that connection
that's true.
With someone that's your age.
Two is the magic number, by the way. Most people say two would be the perfect. I don't know. To me, only child sounds kind of nice. Sounds like you kind of get all the attention, but Jess says.
But you also get blamed for a lot of stuff. Garage Boy will say that. He's like, there was no question on who did something or if I was messing up, because my mom only had me to focus on. So he couldn't get away with nothing.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Ahead of Earth Day coming up on April 22nd, Wallet Hub released a new report of 2025's greenest states. And Maryland actually landed at the top of this list. So they compared all 50 states using 28 key metrics that includes getting rated on everything from air quality to energy to gas consumption and recycling access. And on the list of the top 10 greenest states in the country for 2025, Maryland scored fourth place.
Wow, that's really good.
That's incredible. Vermont was the state that got first, and West Virginia got last.
Do you guys feel like we live in like a super green state? I don't feel like Maryland is super green. Like, for example, if I go to like Vermont feels like a super green place. Like sometimes, like when I lived in California, that felt like just like the things that they would do would feel like super green. Maryland doesn't feel necessarily like super green to me, but that actually makes me feel really good though, that we're able to rank really high.
Fourth in the country.
Yeah,
that's
really
amazing.
High on the chart.
Number two.
Lay's unveiled finalists for its $1 million Do Us a Flavor contest that generated more than 700,000 new flavor idea submissions from fans all across the country. The chip company revealed the three finalists, and now it'll be up to fans to decide which flavor will be crowned the winner. The three finalists are Lay's Bacon Grilled Cheese, Lay's Valentina and Lime, and the last is Lay's Wavy Korean Style Fried Chicken. So from April 21st through June 13th, everyone is basically invited to try these new flavors, which are available in stores nationwide. And then you can vote for your favorite at doustheflavor.com, and then the winner is going to win that $1 million.
Which one sounds good to you?
To me, I'm not going to lie, I think all three of these flavors sound fire. So yeah. I am intrigued to try all three. If I had to pick a favorite, for me personally, it's going to be between the wavy Korean style fried chicken and the Valentina and lime, because Valentina is one of my favorite hot sauces.
So good. I know.
Number one.
Ed Sheeran does not think he should do the Super Bowl. In a recent interview, the singer said that he doesn't believe that he has the pizzazz needed to headline a Super Bowl halftime show. And yes, this man used the word pizzazz. Take a listen.
I mean, there are some that have the pizzazz of Super Bowl, fireworks, dances, blah, blah, blah. But me going up there and being like, here's the A-team and here's Perf. I just, no one wants to see that.
Ed Sheeran also revealed that he has actually already been approached about joining another artist performance, but he hasn't been offered a solo slot. But there is one artist he said that he would do it for, and that's Beyonce. Ed Sheeran said if it was Beyonce's show and there was a moment where she wanted to sing Perfect with him, he would do it.
I mean, he's not wrong. And I'm glad he kind of realizes that.
We love a self-aware king,
you know,
honestly.
Like, we don't, and this is the problem that I have with Ed Sheeran, is that he's uberly talented. And I think if you took a list of every song that Ed Sheeran's had a hit with himself or he has written for someone else that's been a hit,
yeah,
he'd probably dominate over any other artist.
Yeah, that's why he's literally created a little island that he lives on.
Right.
That's
lives
why
in
he has
castle.
The means
like,
to do that.
He's got a castle, and he deserves it.
Yeah.
But it's just, his songs are just not the kind of song. They're like, even like when we play them on the radio sometimes, y'all, I get bored. I'm going to say that straight up. They're just not like, they're like good rainy day songs or like listen to yourself kind of songs. They're not Super Bowl halftime show. They're not like club bangers. They're not fun go get them songs. And some of them. And I'm glad like he recognizes that. And
yeah.
He owns that. And
I think it's cool. I think it's cool that he's self-aware of what he's working with. And I also think that it's cool that it's like, if the opportunity was right and if it was an artist that I wanted to come out and maybe do a surprise with, I'm down for it, but it has to be the right situation. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Do you remember Crystal Pepsi, that weird clear soda that Pepsi came out with back in the 90s? It mysteriously disappeared quickly after, but when you hear the origin story of how this thing was even created, I think you're going to understand why this thing never made it, and we'll talk about it right now in our Throwback Thursday segment. You know, this is for nostalgic people. If you like nostalgia, you like to go back to like the yesteryear and listen to like fun songs from back in the day and just talk about things from back in the day, then this is like the perfect segment from you. That's exactly what we're going to do. Like, we'll just play songs that were number one from like previous years from today. So today was the April the 10th. So like, for example, 2017, the number one song today, April 10th in Maryland in 2017 was Ed Sheeran in Shape of You.
Now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like
this. This is a fun song.
But it couldn't be a Super Bowl song.
But actually,
we were talking about this earlier
Ed
on the show.
Ed Sheeran, and before you roll our eyes at us Ed Sheeran fans, Ed Sheeran himself says that he does not think that he has the pizzazz to do a Super Bowl performance.
Right.
But like, but he did say that he would come out during another artist's performance, and he could come out with this song.
But imagine like standing in the middle of like the Super Bowl listening to this, like, oh, no, not happening. 2007, the number one song in Maryland today was Akon and Don't Matter. Charlotte's favorite song.
Yes.
I got you, babe. Akon was like a flash
everywhere.
In the pan, man. This guy, God. Every song. He literally, talk about like a guy that was on every song, had every song. It was like him and the Pussycat Dolls. This song was like everything.
That's
all we
true.
Needed was like these two, and we had everything. 1995 today, Madonna had the number one song with Take a Bow.
Shout out Madonna, squashing her beef with Elton John.
Yeah.
So happy for y'all.
Only took him 20 years.
Only took him 20 years.
Not petty at all. Are you too young for Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
When you said clear Pepsi, I'm like, no way.
It was crazy. Crystal Pepsi was like such a vibe.
Did it literally taste like Pepsi?
Well, this was the problem with Crystal Pepsi. Let's talk about this. Do you remember Crystal Pepsi? The marketing campaign with this was crazy because Pepsi was like, hey, y'all, we've got this crazy thing. It's Pepsi, but it's clear. We were like, yo, we need this.
But why, though?
This came out at a time when everybody was trying to be like, hey, we're on this natural kick. Uh-uh. Like, everything's, like, pure and clean. And so
they thought because it was clear, right.
Back in the 90s, we were all like, well, this is kind of like drinking water, I think. We all went and, like, bought this out. Here was the problem was they hired this guy, the same guy that made the nacho cheese Doritos.
Ooh, okay.
And made them tasted like nacho cheese.
They hired
this same guy. The problem was they didn't give him the same recipe to actual Pepsi. They said, hey, you just go figure out what Pepsi tastes like, but make it clear.
The problem was preying on his downfall.
It didn't actually taste like Pepsi whatsoever. We got the clear Pepsi. We didn't like the clear Pepsi. They launched it. We were like, this doesn't taste like Pepsi at all. And it only lasted a year because
so
we were like, this isn't it. And it went away. And that's the history of clear Pepsi. Y'all. That's it.
So ChatGPT might feel like your digital bestie, but AI experts are actually cautioning people to be very careful about what they share with AI chatbots because all that data can actually get hacked someday. So here are 6 things you should never tell an AI chatbot, no matter how helpful it seems. And it is alarming because the show really has been talking about how much we use ChatGPT for, and a lot of those things are on this list.
I know. And be honest with us, too, if you have, text us, because I feel like we all have to start being vulnerable about how vulnerable we're being with ChatGPT, because we're just like, I feel like all of us are starting to just act like it's our friend now. It's being weird, you know, how normal it's become in our lives.
Oh, how personal you get with it.
Yes, for real. Okay, what's
up? So first on the list is your passwords. If you are using it to help you remember your password, it actually might end up on the dark web someday.
No, I'm not there yet, but like I could see myself doing that. Be like, hey, make a password list for me so I don't forget.
That's true.
You know, I could see my mom doing that though, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Number 2 on the list of things you should not be talking to ChatGPT about, stuff that can be used to steal your identity, like passport info or your social security number. Even your full name is putting you at risk if you're using it on ChatGPT.
I'm not there. I will, like, it knows my name.
Okay.
Like, it knows my first name because I'm like, hey, my first name is this. I'll tell it things about myself too. Hey, like, remember that I do this. Like, I'll be like, hey, remember that I'm a radio host and like things like that.
And that's actually something we should be aware of, because remember when everything was in the news about, or just even AI, like you utilizing people's voices.
Yeah.
And if someone kind of hacks your AI account and like has all this personal information of you, they'll be able to have things to use against you to where you think that it's actually someone that you know. So be careful about that.
Scary.
Third on the list, financial information. No. Do not share bank accounts or crypto keys. People do it by mistake sometimes because you might ask ChatGPT to summarize a document and not realize your account number is on there.
Yeah, I'm not there, but I can see how people do it.
Number 4, illegal activity, even if you're joking. OpenAI does track all of our chats. Their privacy policy says that they can and will use your data to detect or prevent illegal activity.
Oh, I could see people joking about it.
And that goes for embarrassing secrets as well in number 5.
Yeah.
Like people can use that to blackmail you.
Now that I could see a lot of people, because I do think people think, and I do it, man. I've been in like some situations recently, just having like a hard day and be like, hey, ChatGPT, let me just talk this out with you.
Yeah.
And like it does talk back to you. So you start to feel like we're getting comfortable. And
you're telling it
a
lot of things.
That's going to be the problem.
Yeah. And last on the list, corporate information. If you use ChatGPT a lot with work, be careful that you don't disclose any sensitive information of your company or any of your clients. And if you're not aware, ChatGPT also has an option that actually lets you manage its memory. So there's a big list of everything it knows about you. So maybe check that out and make sure none of the stuff we mentioned is on that list.
There is. My memory's full. Like it actually says memory full. So I need to go through my list to see what it actually does know about me, because I'm sure some of this stuff is pretty damaging. Right now, though, honestly, most of the stuff it knows about me is stupid trivia questions for our $1,000 minute game.
Okay.
It's just got a lot of useless knowledge for stuff like this. And that's really the most of that. And like when I'm having a hard day, I'm like, please just tell me. Like most of it, honestly, is like my health stuff.
Yeah.
Where I go through and I'm like, this dizziness just won't go away. Is it going to be okay? And it's like, hey, I'm not really sure, but like.
But these are things that you could possibly do.
It's true. But like, it does know a lot about my health.
Yes, which is kind of scary. And that is kind of scary.
Because like, could it like mimic me, like being me, like calling to like,
if
hey.
Your account gets hacked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's freaky.
Or if like someone poses as a doctor reaching out to you.
I know, like, hey,
like,
I'm just
these
calling.
Are real things. So just be careful and double check.
Yep.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Okay, play these questions in your car right now. See how many you can answer, then text us how many you get right. Today, caller number 10 is playing live. Who's this?
This is Josh.
You said John or Josh?
Josh.
Josh. Hey, Josh. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are y'all?
Good.
Josh, are you a hacker by chance?
What?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Have you ever hacked anything in your life?
Oh, well. No.
Okay. I feel like that's a new question we have to ask before people start playing.
We
the
were
game.
Just talking about AI a couple minutes ago, so Kramer's being crazy. We don't think you're
paranoid
a hacker.
Now that people are going to hack into our system and get our trivia questions.
It's
but
not.
As long as you
this
have
has
not,
nothing to do with you. Unfortunately, you walked into this mess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as long as you haven't hacked into our system, then I feel okay about it. Okay. All right. Well, we have not been hacked, and I feel confident with his answer, so that's good. All right, Josh, you know how this goes, right? We got 10 trivia questions, and Jess is going to explain how we win this $1,000. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Josh, you ready to play?
Ready, let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1. What MLB team did Derek Jeter play for?
Pass.
Question number 2. What is 81 plus 36? Or you pass.
Oh, 97. Nope.
No.
I don't know why I said that.
It's not 97, man. Okay, I'm glad we did not get hacked.
I was thinking that, and I don't know why I said 9. Oh.
It's okay.
It's all right, man. It's
okay.
All right. You're a little off on that one, but it's
okay.
I feel good that our system is nice and secure on ChatGPT. Okay. All right.
It's okay.
Let's go through these and see if I would have gotten it.
That's what we say. No,
okay?
I love that energy. You know how this works.
That's our role.
That's all
okay,
that matters.
All right.
Okay, let's play for fun. So back to question number 1. What MLB team did Derek Jeter play for? That is the Yankees.
Yep.
Question number 2. What is 81 plus 36? That is 117.
You have the 7.
Yeah.
Right. That's tough. That's the math
okay.
fast. It's tricky.
Okay, let's see how you would have done with this, Josh. Number 3. What is the value of a king, queen, and jack in blackjack?
10.
Yep, correct. Yep. Question number 4. Who released the album Endless Summer Vacation?
Oh, I don't know.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley.
Question number 5. What is the largest city in Maryland by population?
Baltimore.
Correct. Sure. Question number 6. Which fruit is often dried to make raisins?
Grape.
Correct. Sure. And the last question. Who wrote The Great Gatsby?
I don't know him.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
There you go. Yep. Hey,
man.
It's okay. It's okay. We love you, man. Your energy is awesome. Your vibe is great. It's
your
okay.
answers just aren't the best. You know,
no.
The vibe is good, but the answers aren't the best.
But I would take vibes over answers any day of the week, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man. It's all
and
good.
Honestly, you know, you learn a lot.
Yes.
You've learned
Thank
a lot.
Thank you.
Today we learned a lot of answers, which is the really good news about
we're
this
all
round.
Learning.
So, hey, Josh, man, it's all good, brother. Tomorrow we're going to come back. We got one more day this week to win that $1,000. And hey, the good thing is it's the 10th day of the month, and we've already given out $2,000 in free gas. I don't see why we couldn't have a lot more chances to win a lot more money this month. So, bro, it's all everyone's good. Everyone's good. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Everything, bro, everything's all good. So, thank you for doing this. Let's try it again same time tomorrow, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
Bye, Josh. Have a good day. And make sure to head to Dashen for a burger and fries. Now you can enjoy a burger and 6 ounce of fries side by side at Dashen today.
I think especially if you have like a fear of getting up in front of people, like the idea of a cuss word slipping out has got to be like one of those top things. It's got to totally be like, oh my God, can you imagine if I said something really, really bad? Well, for Jess, I mean, you couldn't have a worse situation for something like this happening. Do you want to explain where we are in this whole situation, how this fear is now coming to the surface?
Okay, so this Sunday at Camden Yards, I will be the guest judge for the hot dog race for the Orioles, okay? This Sunday, we're playing the Blue Jays at 1:35, and if you're going to be at the game, the hot dog race is going to be in the middle of the fourth inning. And I'm really excited about this. Originally, I legitimately applied to have a job with the Orioles because I wanted to be Relish. So that was the original dream. But thankfully, the Orioles are so incredible and amazing. And they invited me this Sunday to judge the hot dog race, which I'm extremely excited about. Now, I haven't seen a guest judge during the race before. So I really didn't know what I was about to get into this Sunday.
It's an honor, right?
And the newest development with this whole situation, I just found out that not only am I going to be doing the countdown to the race, which I figured, but they are going to have me commentate it with an in-game host mic that will be turned on so everyone in the stadium can hear me commentate the race. Right. That's news to me, and that's what I'm a little nervous about, if I can just be completely honest with you.
And what makes you nervous about that? And should, by the way, make us all as a radio family a little bit nervous, because keep in mind, Jess represents all of us as a whole, okay?
When I get really excited about something, mm-hmm. I scream, mm-hmm. and I use profanity in my personal life. And here's the issue. If you're thinking to yourself, well, I've never heard you say a cuss word on the radio, you're right. That's a very different situation.
Jess isn't that excited to be here, to be honest with you.
Give or take, depending on what we're talking about. That's besides the point. But in my brain, like, I'm already trained. I already know when I'm yeah. in this building, the way I speak, the way I talk is way different than how I talk at home.
This woman is a sailor, y'all.
In the streets.
This woman is a sailor.
In the streets is very different.
It's bad.
And what I'm alarmed about is anytime I've watched an O's game and I've been at Camden Yards, I am myself. And I'm having a fun time. I'm maybe having a few adult beverages, and I am speaking the way I would normally speak. And so as a person watching the game and who's really excited, anytime like I am cheering on for Relish, I'm going crazy.
And it's something, keep in mind, it's something she's really passionate about.
Yes,
y'all. She loves the Relish. Like, it's a big,
I'm so passionate.
Passion,
it's so much fun
point.
For me. I love it so much. And so when I got that email and they told me I would be doing that, I was like, wait, what do you mean I'm going to be mic'd up? Like, what do you...
That's a problem.
What are you talking about? Because my brain has never registered, like, okay, like, maybe, like, business work version of right. myself there. And I'm a little nervous about
okay.
that.
Okay, so first point that you just made, I just thought about this. Do you feel like maybe you shouldn't drink then before you do this?
Oh, I'm not.
You're not going to drink.
I've actually already made the decision, but that has nothing to do with my behavior. That has everything to do with I don't want to have to pee when I'm on the field.
Okay.
So I have already made the decision
okay,
that I'm not going to have any liquid 2 hours before I have to be on the field, because the last thing I need is to be like, can I use the bathroom in the dugout?
Because she
just
totally
for the boys?
Would. I could totally see them having to like hold the hot dog race because Jess has to like go run and pee. First off, thank you for doing that.
I'm not
for
doing
all
that. Yeah, I'm not going to be intoxicated. However, I am going to be really, really excited.
Like massively excited.
I'm so
to
excited.
Where she turns into
I'm
like.
I'm so honored to be there.
Cussing Jess.
I also think it's just so insane that I'm going to be like, never in my life am I ever going to step foot on a professional baseball field.
Right,
I'm
time.
Not.
I know.
And like in a historic place. So I'm really, really excited, but
well,
I'm nervous.
I thought what we could do this morning, obviously, the game is Sunday. Hopefully, if you come out, you'll say hi to us and you'll be a part of the hot dog race and everything else. I thought maybe we could like just practice. We could just get like, you know, the whole ambiance going. Because that's the thing. It's like, it's not just us sitting in the studio. You have to like get the ambiance going and like
yeah.
kind of get Jess hyped up. And keep in mind, you also cannot cuss on the radio, because that's going to be a really massively large problem.
Which so, I won't.
And Charlotte, obviously, we can kind of give her some feedback too on this performance. Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, Jess rehearsing for Sunday as she hosts the hot dog races, which is a big accomplishment in her life. Ladies and gentlemen, Jess in the hot dog race.
So what I'm thinking is I'm going to like introduce the condiments, right?
Okay.
So I feel like I'd be like, here we have ketchup.
Okay.
Here we have relish.
Yeah.
And mustard.
Okay. So right? far, so good.
Okay. And I assume that they'd be like lining up.
Yes.
And I'd be like, okay. Everything in me wants me to be like, ladies, are you ready? But I know that I can't say that, but I might.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd be like, okay, are you guys ready? And I'm assuming it'd be like, 3, 2, 1.
No, no, you cannot scream like that. You cannot scream. You cannot
Will,
scream
and this is
like
shout
that.
Out to Charlotte. Will, ketchup. Ketchup.
Yeah.
To mustard.
Okay,
and then,
that's cute.
And then
well, ketchup,
everything
ketchup
in me,
mustard,
and I'm assuming, I feel like, again, I don't know what's going on. Like, if like ketchup is winning, I'm going to be like, let's go ketchup. Let's get it. Like, I love you. Oh, my God. If okay. mustard's going, I'll be like, let's get it mustard. If relish is going,
yeah,
I will literally be like, relish, you can do this. You're better than everyone.
This is going to be so incredibly messy, y'all.
Hey, what does it mean if a woman says to you, I don't want to ruin our friendship? What does it mean if I just say, I don't want to ruin our friendship? Is that a bad sign?
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. I want to know what love is. Oh, with Kramer.
Mix 106.5.
Yes, what's up, friends? Welcome to this everlasting singles table. It just never seems to end. The longest running segment we've had on this show, and it never seems to go away. I'm single, divorced to be fair. Been sent to the singles table for a long time. So when there's news to happening in the single world, I'll bring it to you. There's this article in the New York Post today talking about it's phrases that mean that could mean.
Mm-hmm.
That she's just not that into you.
Okay.
And there's three in particular, and I want to go through these three and get your feedback on these, okay? So what does it mean, Jess, if she says, I don't want to ruin our friendship? To you, what does that mean?
That she's just not that into you. That they are just not that into you.
And according to this expert, the expert's saying, like, it means... I'm not attracted to you, but you're my friend, and like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. So like,
yeah, because I will tell
like we're definitely friends. We are friends, and that's cool. But like,
because I also
not
think
attracted to you.
That it is a real possibility to go from friends to lovers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if one person is interested and the other is not, if you are that interested, you're willing to risk it.
For sure.
And if they're not, then they just care about you more as
a
friend.
That's a friend zone. You got friend zoned. Like,
yeah.
And like, just don't go any further.
Yeah.
It's staying there. Okay. What if you're trying to start a flirty text exchange,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going well, and this person says, I'm just bad at texting. I'm just bad at texting. Maybe they take a long time to respond or whatever.
That's rough. I have to say that's a rough one. I think that's a harder one to determine whether or not they're into you or not, because I do feel like people being bad at texting is a real thing, whether it's romantic or not.
No, they're not.
I am.
No.
I am.
No. Were you bad with Garage Boy? No.
No, but can I tell you this, though? I think with him and I... we never actually really texted that much. It was more so on the phone, even like when we were quote unquote talking. It's not like we were texting throughout the day. And I think both of us are similar in that sense.
Yeah.
We text each other once a day. It's once in the morning and that's it.
So,
and still to this day, like we don't talk to each other throughout the day.
The expert says that translates into I'm not really interested and I'm only responding to be polite.
Okay.
To me, listen, I always say if someone likes you, they're going to respond a lot faster than if they don't like you. And
that's fair.
I always live by that rule, period. Okay, we're doing the list, by the way, of phrases that could mean that she's just not that into you. And this really could go both ways, I feel like. In the early stages, if she has not posted you on her Instagram grid, what does that mean? Especially if she says this, if she goes, I don't post people
who I date on social media. What does that mean?
I think there's two separate things in that statement, though. I think not posting someone in the beginning of your relationship is way different versus somebody, once you guys are committed, saying, oh, I don't post my partner on social media.
Yeah.
I think the first is normal. I don't think anyone posts someone super new. If anything, you might see a hand or a foot, but it's going to be... It'll be like super soft launching.
Yeah.
But if someone says to you, I don't post my partner on social media, that's a red flag.
At what point, though?
Of it just in general?
Yeah. I mean, that's a hard question to answer.
It's hard because
after like a week? No.
No.
A month?
No. That's still new.
3 months?
Maybe.
6 months?
Okay.
At six months.
6 months is yeah. 6 months, yeah.
The expert,
but before that, I wouldn't be tripping.
The expert on here is saying that it means I don't want people to know that we're dating, at least yet. And so you should at least like digest that.
I think that's a fair feeling to have. But if your partner literally says to you, I never post my significant other on social media.
That's a huge red flag.
Is weird.
Yeah, for sure. There's your singles table. Hey, I got a marriage question really quick. How much should a woman support her husband versus look after herself? This question's got me messed up this morning, man. Did you see this Michelle Obama clip that hit the internet last night? She was on a podcast talking about why she was kind of MIA recently with Barack. And by the way, this has nothing to do with politics. This really just has to do more with relationships and kind of where they are in 2025. You know, Michelle and Barack Obama married for a very long time. And all of a sudden, with a lot of political things recently, with the inauguration and with Jimmy Carter's funeral, she was MIA, where all of the other presidential couples were together.
Mm-hmm.
And in the course of history, it's always been a very... If they always are coupled, the couples always come together. The ex-presidents and their spouses, the first ladies and the former ex-first ladies always come together, right?
For the inauguration and for funerals.
For anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first ladies are always there. And Michelle Obama has been absent. And so all these divorce rumors have been swirling. Well, she was on this podcast and kind of talking about how she had to make decisions for herself to basically not be there. This has nothing to do, in her words, I'm kind of summing this up and I'll play the clip, but she had to make decisions for herself to not go. And this really has nothing to do with them heading towards divorce at all. Listen.
This year, people couldn't even fathom that I was making a choice for myself, that they had to assume that my husband and I are divorcing. This couldn't be a grown woman just making a set of decisions for herself, right?
Right.
That's what society does to us. We start actually finally like going, what am I doing? You know, who am I doing this for? And if it doesn't fit into the sort of stereotype of what people think we should do, then it gets labeled as something negative and horrible.
As disrespectful and as not showing up.
And she got so much flack for that, man. She got a lot of flack. And of course, then the divorce rumors started flying. Like they must be getting a divorce because now she didn't really go into
what she was doing.
And to be honest, I didn't listen to the podcast, but I've been reading a couple articles this morning about the podcast. And she didn't really go into like why she didn't go, but that's pretty much just vaguely if she made a decision that she didn't want to go. And so she decided that was what's going to be best for her.
Yeah.
And so she didn't go. And it really just has me questioning, because I question relationships a lot. And I'm really torn on this question because there's part of me that's like, damn, you know what, Michelle, you go. Like, good for you. If that wasn't what was best for you, I'm really proud of you.
For whatever the reason
for
may
whatever,
be.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
If you woke up that day and you just didn't feel like going, like, good on you. Like, that's... stand up for what you need in that day. Yes, love that for you.
Yeah.
And then the other side of my mouth, at exactly 50%, I'm like, damn, like that was probably really important. And maybe it wasn't, but let's just say hypothetically it was really important for your husband, for you to be there to like support him and his thing.
Mm.
And like you didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, maybe that really sucked for him because like you didn't show up when like on 2 days that were like possibly really important for your spouse, for like his career. And like maybe that was like really disappointed. So I was just asking Jess this behind the scenes and like kind of wondering your two cents on that. Like when you become someone's partner, how do you balance your own needs, your wants and desires versus like being there for your partner on big days. Like let's just say that hypothetically, he did want her to be there mm-hmm. for these big presidential days. How do you balance those two things?
When you mentioned like her not being there on those 2 days that could have been important to him, the first thing that I felt on my heart is like the way she has for her entire life and in both terms that he served.
Yeah.
So much of her life has been of service mm-hmm. to this country, to her community. And that also doesn't even go into account of what Barack Obama was doing and what he was doing in order to even be considered to be the president of the True. United States. A lot of like the early childhood of both of their girls was her on her own by herself.
Yeah.
And which she knew that, and that was a decision that she made to support her husband, to support the mission that they wanted to serve, and to be a mother. And everything that she has done in her career as well before becoming First Lady has been in service. And so at this point in their life, to finally be in a place where she is allowed to put herself first in any kind of capacity, I do support her. And I will say this as well, like in regards to like my own marriage and relationship with Garage Boy, if there is something, and I know we're speaking hypothetical, but with their relationship, we can never assume what was going on. Like sure. maybe there were things that took place where they did what they needed to do in order to support each other. We have no idea what she did in order to support him, if he even cared or right. like we the conversations know. They had, like, what he needed.
This doesn't matter. No. I'm going to roll in real quick, get this done and get out of there.
And she's like, cool. Right.
Yeah, right.
But like with Garage Boy, for him, if there was something that like he needed me, therefore I would be there. But if something were to take place, and I'm just going to like talk, I'm going to use an example of like, let's say he had like a work event and something was going on to where it prevented me to show up the way I needed to show up for him. I would let him know that maybe it would be best for me to stay back because I don't want to make this about me and I can't show up for you the way that you deserve me to. And I don't want to put you in an awkward situation or myself about being around people if I can't be who I need to be for you right now.
If you can't show up in the way he needs you to show yes. up for him as.
And that's just me putting it in my terms on like let's say I was going through something or something was going on and like I wouldn't want to go like to his place of work and like around all his coworkers yeah. and just be like not who I needed to be for him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But in regards to Michelle Obama, I do think she deserves this.
Yeah, it's a tough question, right? And I know that question's always got to be in the back of your head. And I'm sure as a woman, it's looked at even harder. I know there's a lot of expectations that's even put on you even harder, and especially as a mother.
Yes.
I know it gets even more difficult as these hats get placed on you.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of her again. And there's this whole other layer that I'm really proud that she was able to do that. Probably the first lady in history.
And I love that she did say, you can't just assume that something negative is going on with my marriage as well.
Yeah, true. It's true.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we got you in the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea you got going through your head?
So I think I need to go stalk my sister to make sure she's not getting back with her crazy ex-boyfriend this weekend.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. We're in. So why would you need to stalk it down? Like, what's the situation here?
So this weekend, my sister and I were supposed to go away together. We're supposed to go up to Philly. Mm-hmm. But she started acting very weird. And usually when she starts acting like this, it means that she's getting back with her crazy ex. Every time they're together, he gives her hope. He makes her think that it's going to be different. And then every time, no matter what, I mean, she has fallen for it so many times. He just drops her, and then she's devastated. We have to pick up the pieces. It's insane. And I know when it's going on, and I asked her, I swore that it wasn't happening, but I think she's back with him.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you assume that, like, what are the telltale signs?
This starts acting really dodgy and says she's not going to be available, and I can just sort of sniff it out and feel it.
But you guys were supposed to go away this weekend. What did she tell you why she couldn't make it?
She told me that she had a bunch of work this weekend, but she's a vet tech and she doesn't need to go into work on the weekend.
Wait, so what do you mean stalk her, though?
Yeah, where's like, the stalking coming
from? Yeah, what is the situation?
Immediately,
that you
don't know if we should be involved in a stalking situation.
Yeah. Well, usually they end up, like, holed up at his place for the weekend, and she falls into sort of this black hole with him. So I figured that I would just park outside of his place and stake out until I see her, and I can confirm that my intuition is right. I know it sounds crazy, but I asked her point blank. I said, are you back with him? And she swore that she was not. And I just have to find out for myself.
Okay, so if you show up there and she ends up being at his place, then what are you doing?
If I catch her in the lie, I have to let her know I know. She's going to have to make a choice. Either she gets to continue this relationship with him or I'm not in her life anymore.
No.
Well, then you got to be ready for that, dude. Well, let's run through this really quick, and then we'll take some calls on this. So Anonymous is saying, I was supposed to have this trip with my sister this weekend, and then all of a sudden, like, she canceled. She said it was because of work, but she said she's a vet tech, not even a vet, and then, like, she doesn't work on the weekends, and, like, what would that entail? But whatever. Seems weird, right? And by the way, if you're a vet tech, does that even sound right? Because does that make sense to you?
I don't know. Like, maybe they have a lot of paperwork.
Maybe they do. Maybe that does make sense to somebody. If it does, let us know. So that's point A. Point B is, like, there's this guy that's been lingering around for years, though. They are in this toxic relationship. And now she's afraid that her sister is back in this relationship. And she wants to go sit outside this guy's house to get the truth and say, all right, if this is still happening, I got to cut you out of my life. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it? 410-583-1065. We'll start with Jess.
I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but it is something that I would do. And I think it's just because, unfortunately, if this is the only way for you to actually find out, because, I mean, if she's going to lie to you, you know, if you literally need to catch her in the act, then okay. I do think you have every right to set your own boundary and just be like, obviously you're going to live your life and be with whoever you're going to be with, but, like, I can't be a part of it. I think you're allowed to do that, but... Yeah, I mean, if this was my sister, this is something I would definitely do.
I don't know that you can sit outside somebody's house, okay?
I've done it before. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is it the right thing to do? I don't know, but is it something that I would do / have done before to catch someone in something? Yeah, it is.
Don't we just have to trust her sister a little bit here? Like, this is a grown-ass woman, and, like, it's not really our business. Is it?
I'm just sick of being lied to, and I need to find out. And if it means I have to sit in front of this guy's house, it's what I'm doing. I'm willing to do it.
I just don't know we should be sitting outside of people's houses, man. I just don't know. Like, if it's gone that far, I think at that point, you probably already need to, like, cut yourself out of the situation because it's already gone too far. Anonymous is saying, hey, my sister all of a sudden canceled this sister's weekend with me, and I think it's because she's back with her ex. She swears it's not because of that. It's because of work. But just to make sure she's not lying to me, I'm going to go sit outside of her ex-boyfriend's house. Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it? Need your 2 cents on this. Kendall from Falston, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so, you know, she wants to go basically spy on her sister this weekend just to make sure she's not going back to her ex-boyfriend's house. Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it?
No, we would talk her out of it. I'm a vet tech, and I'm really bothered by the fact that you guys think we, like, pet kids all day. Honestly, it's totally normal that she needs an entire weekend to catch up on stuff.
Do you, though? Because I guess we just don't. Then I'm glad you called, because I guess we just don't understand. It seems like, I mean, you know, I'm not a vet, but when I had Kiki, I just don't know what there would be to, like, catch up on.
So every procedure needs full documentation. There's surgery logs, there's medication administration records, there's post-op care notes, behavioral mood charts, and it's all filed separately. Oh. Or it's a compliance issue.
Yeah.
That stuff you would actually have to, like, do on the weekends that you would, like, do outside of, like, normal work hours if you didn't typically?
Yeah, well, sometimes the weekend is the only time you have to catch up on this stuff, and it's very easy to get behind on it, so that's why it piles up.
Yeah, I guess, like, a better question to ask you is, when you hear that her sister canceled on their sister trip that they had been planning to catch up on work, is that, like, a realistic thing for her to say?
Yes, of course. I mean, there's inventory management. Like, if one microchip scanner is unaccounted for, then you have to file an equipment loss with corporate. It's super strict depending on the clinic that you're working at.
Oh.
And then there's like chart correction. So if you write something wrong, like, for example, if you say dog instead of canine, then you'd have to submit like a formal correction form. So it does take up a lot of time. It's a whole process.
Oh, I had no idea.
Which would be enough to cancel a trip with a sister? You have to admit like well, that.
No, but I've been in that position where I've had so much to do that I had to cancel weekend plans.
Okay. So to you, that sounds right. That like enough stuff as a vet tech can pile up.
It makes sense.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So this makes logical sense. And do you feel like that most vet techs would also agree that like this sounds like their lives as well?
Yeah. I mean, this is like a common experience amongst vet techs.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, this is important here. I'm glad you called us with that. Apparently things get backed up. Okay. Thank you for calling us. I appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too. Is it any of her damn business? Donna's in Centerville. Donna, do you think we should tell her to go for this or talk her out of it?
So I think that she should tell her sister that, you know, hey, I really wanted to go on this trip with you. It really sucks that you have to work. I'm not going to go on the trip either. Let's hang out Friday or Saturday night.
Oh, wait.
I think that's a really smart loophole because it's like, okay, if you have all this work to do, even like Friday, Saturday night, or like, let me bring you lunch. Let me bring you lunch during while you're working
all
this stuff out.
It's not a bad idea, but let me ask a boundaries question just in general. If she's already said no, like doesn't know me no, don't we also have to kind of respect that she's already said no to the fact that she's like.
She said no to the trip. Yeah. Friday or Saturday night.
Yes. And this was a sister trip that they planned together, and I think Anonymous still deserves to get a little part of that sister trip.
Oh, man.
Exactly. And if she says no, then there's the answer.
Well, Perfect. Hang on.
Perfect. Yes. Case closed.
No. I don't think just because she says no doesn't mean she's back together with this guy, though.
Yeah, it does. It means she's lying.
No, it doesn't. I don't think, but I don't think it's a bad idea to kind of like. At least weed it out to the next level of like, okay.
I'm telling you right now, whenever my sister Butter is lying, and she doesn't even have to give me too many clues, I know it inside my bones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just either like the tone of her voice, the way she moves her finger, the way she looks to the side. Like, I just know when my sister is lying. And I feel like Anonymous has that gut feeling about her sister.
Yeah, I mean,
might not be the ex. It might be somebody completely different.
Well, what if it is? Can't she have some level of like, I mean, I don't tell my family every move I make. And that's the thing. I'm like, this is a total. And so what if she's sitting outside this ex's apartment for hours? It just seems weird to me. It just seems like bizarre behavior of like nothing's going on. But we hear you. Thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. 410-583-1065. This is Amanda from Ridgely. Amanda, do you think we should tell her to go for this or we talk her out of it?
Well, I'm kind of confused. I agree with Jess.
To sit outside someone's house? You agree with that?
Well, I think it's okay, but I'm just concerned about your answer because you'll peek in people's cabinets inside but won't park outside.
Thank you, Amanda. This is tea. No, this is it. For those of you who aren't aware, Kramer will literally go through people's personal things like for potential
because
like,
I've been
potential
invited
partners.
In their house.
No. Like for someone he's potentially dating, he'll be in their bathroom and go through their stuff to find things about them. So it is crazy. And I love that Amanda brought this up.
This is so wildly different.
How Anonymous, a concerned sister, just simply wants to sit outside in her vehicle on the side of the road to see if her sister is showing up at this toxic man's house. But
yes.
Look how, what, make it make sense.
Yes. Okay, so if it was my sister and it, you know, a toxic thing, I would definitely be there protecting her and checking things out to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go through her cabinet.
Oh, that's crazy. Someone's invited you into their house. Like, come on.
I'm not going through their cabinets and I'm not going through their shower.
No, you can't say one's crazy and one's not. They're both crazy.
I'm in my car on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Minding my business.
Yeah.
No, like that's it. Just she already said she's not back together. It's like, I think at some point.
But she's lying. Like, you know when your sibling is lying in your soul.
I don't know.
And it's your job to protect them.
I don't know that we can get
these are the
this,
facts.
But they're good. Okay.
I'm with you, Jeff.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
So, Anonymous, how do you, I mean, what do you want to do then? I mean, all these cuckoos are saying this is a good idea. Do you still think it's like the right thing to do then after all that?
You know, I'm feeling the same. I think I deserve the truth. Mm-hmm. I want the best for my sister. And I think that means I need to do whatever it takes. I'm not trying to break any laws,
right.
But yeah. I'm pretty willing to do anything to make sure my sister is okay. And, you know, last time I checked, it's not illegal to park on the street.
That's not.
No, it's not. As long as you're on a street. Yeah, just be safe, man. If you're going to do this, just be safe. Well,
thank
I don't
you.
Know if you've heard this segment before, but we always invite people to come back on. Obviously, we're really nosy with these stories, and I know everybody else is too, and we all like to kind of get the updates of what people decided to do. Would you be at least interested in coming back in and explaining what actually ended up with this situation?
Yeah, for sure.
We do the updates on like 8:25 on Monday, but we would need you to call us back because obviously we don't know your name, your phone number, or anything. So we have to rely on you calling us back 8:25 Monday. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I can call.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.